Enough with the long lists already. I see too many websites which have pages that are essentially long lists of navigation, lists of links, endless lists of links. You get it a lot on top level sections of websites. You have gone to the home page, there's a navigation bar across the top, and then you click into one of the subsections, and what you get there is a long list of all the pages that exist within that subsection. Now, that might be courses, it might be publications or people or anything, but essentially is a list. Lists are evil. Lists are not good. We should be avoiding those kinds of long lists. Why, you ask? Well, beyond the fact that they just look dull as ditch water and totally uninspiring, we often suffer from choice paralysis when faced with a long list. There's just too many options and we're not sure where to start. Also, we tend to zone out when reading long lists. So we read the first few and then we kind of lose our attention. And so we miss out what's in the middle and then we see the few at the end. Lists are totally unengaging. Lists provide you with no kind of visual hierarchy, no way of knowing which items out of that list are more important than any others. So how should you deal with this kind of content? Well, my recommendation is, first of all, to prioritise your lists. What are the main things people want to know? Let's take, for example, the classic frequently asked questions list. Now, these tend to be basically a place where good questions go to die because they're presented in such an unimaginative way that people often can't be bothered to go through these lists, especially as they get longer and longer. And so they just send you an email instead and you get frustrated because the answer's on the frequently asked questions. Well, my advice is to take the most common frequently asked questions and present them in a visually different way. You bring them up to the front, so to speak, and give them the attention they deserve. And then, so you're creating a visual hierarchy, which is telling people where to look first, so they're not looking for a needle in a haystack. The other thing that you can do is take the key information from those sub pages, the things that exist under your set of links, and bring that up as well and display that on the landing page, on the first page. So instead of having a list of sub pages, you have key information from each of the sub pages being displayed instead and allow people then to drill down for more information if they want to. So a classic example of this, again, maybe a help section within a website. You might have a list of links of all of the different help information. And what you can do instead is have key information like the telephone number and stuff floated up to the top. Probably a better example would be a list of people. Instead of just having a list of people, list their picture, their name, their telephone number and email address, and then you can drill down if you want a more detailed biography. Get rid of the lists and replace them with something much more useful. You won't regret it, honestly.